Big Bad John.
We're going to jump to the contestants here on the hottest game show in America. And again, prizes galore, including registration for MB Bike to Drive for free from us. You go to mbbiketodrive.org, and you're going to be able to get in as well. Let's start with Joan in Chicago. Good morning, Joan.
Hi,
did
Joan.
You know John Williams was back?
Yes, I did, and I'm glad about it. And good morning to you all.
Nice
morning.
To talk to you. I'm going to give you a fact. You tell me if it's true or false. It's that simple. True or false. And if you're not sure, you can use anybody on the show as a lifeline.
Can I use John?
You know what? Because that's funny? Yes, but only once. All right, here's fact number one. Fact number one. William is John Williams' middle name. True or false?
Ooh. I'm going to say true.
Would you like help from anyone, or you want to lock in with
a
true?
You know what? Yeah, let me have help. I jumped too fast into that one.
All right, what do you guys think?
I know the
I'm going to ask Andrea.
Thanks, Joan. I know the answer to that, and it is true.
So we're going to stick with true?
Yes.
Let's go to the judges. Congratulations!
Thank you.
Nicely done.
William is your middle name?
Because it's my middle name.
How about that?
Oh,
so remember, it's John William Williams. Yes,
okay.
Yes. Hold the line for us so we can get to your prizes, and let's go to Colleen in Ingleside. Good morning, Colleen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Are you listening to John 1 to 3?
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
Good, good, good.
You're welcome.
All right, I'm going to give you another fact. You're going to tell me if it's true or false. John comes from a military family and once considered signing up for the Navy before he was talked out of it by Bob Collins, the legendary Bob Collins. Is that true? Got to remember, he interned for Bob back in the day. Is that true or false?
I want to say it's false.
Is it false? You want help or are you just going with false?
I'm going to go with false.
Lock it in. No! She's a winner. Now, there is some truth to that question, though. You did intern for Bob, didn't you?
I sure did, and Bob did give me a lot of advice.
But he didn't tell you to join the Navy.
He did not tell me to join the Navy.
Or not join the Navy.
He told me to join the Marines, actually.
Yes. Now, your father served where?
Everywhere and in the Air Force.
In the Air Force. And the reason you didn't sign up for the Navy is because you were a scaredy cat?
Pretty much. Yes.
Are you a strong swimmer?
Yes, I am.
Well, that kept me out of the Navy. I'm not a strong swimmer. All right, let's move on now. We've got nothing but winners here. And thank you, Colleen. Don't hang up. Let's go to Barb in Lombard. Mr. Ladies Man here. Nothing but the ladies calling in for John.
How about that?
Hi, Barb.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Barb.
We're great. And don't forget, John Williams, 1 to 3. And Saturday, what time?
10 to noon.
10 to noon.
Thank you for that.
All right, now listen carefully. This one's a little bit layered, okay?
Okay.
In first grade, John Williams' family lore... John Williams' family lore is the neighbors ate John's dog, Mr. Chang. Mr. Chang, John's dog. Was John's dog, Mr. Chang, possibly eaten by the neighbors, or was it at least family lore?
I'm going to say false, but I need some help.
All right. Who would you like to pick? You can pick the entire show if you want.
I think this should be a team effort.
Dave, what do you think? Family lore or true?
I have no clue on this one.
No clue?
I think. I say, let's go with false, Barb.
You like false? Anybody else want to chime in?
I don't know. It sounds weird enough to be true.
You think true? All right, we need a deciding vote here, Dave.
I'd say it's false.
You think it's false? Are we locking in on false?
Yeah.
Yes.
Turns out it's true.
It's true.
Mr. Chang?
So
we were living in Taiwan, and we had a wiener dog, and he went missing, and they pretty much told us... He was consumed by some of the neighbors.
They thought he was a wiener dog.
He was a wiener dog, and Mr. Chang was lost to the neighbors.
See, I thought Mr. Chang was the name of the dog.
He was, yeah.
Oh, that was, okay,
yeah, so Mr. Chang was the dog. Mr. Chang may have also eaten Mr. Chang, I don't know.
Yeah, if Mr. Chang, the neighbor, ate Mr. Chang, the dog, it's some sort of universal problem.
Where did the name Mr. Chang come from?
Yeah.
I don't know.
An awful story.
I'm sorry, it's part of our family history.
Let me tell
you something. This is something else. You didn't know this that you and I didn't know this that you and I share.
What's that?
Our first family dog, Barb, was for my timing, was a beautiful cocker spaniel named Ginger.
Nice.
And Ginger developed mange, which is a painful condition for dogs.
Yep.
And one day Ginger wasn't around. and my brother and I were upset. So my father did what he would do. He put us in the car, took us out where he thought Ginger might be, and I have a vision of him standing against the Ford Galaxy smoking Pall Malls. We're going, yeah, look out there, as we yelled, Ginger!
Really?
Ginger! It was about 20 years later when we found out he put Ginger to sleep but didn't have the guts to tell us.
So he just made you think Ginger ran away?
And... yeah, ran away from home, because that's better.
What a great story.
Do you think that was the best? Are you appreciative of that?
No. No, not at all. As a matter of fact, Barb, these stories are so disturbing.
I know.
You're a winner anyway.
I hope so.
No kidding.
All right. Hold the line. Look at Monica here. We only have time for one more, so Monica's going to get a lot of facts here. Hey, Monica, you ready to play?
I am. Hello.
Hi there. And Monica, John Williams, according to family legend, has never eaten a blue food. Has never eaten a food that would be blue. Blueberries, for instance.
Bad meat.
Blue cheese. Uh-huh. Has never eaten a blue food. Is that true or false?
I'm going to ask for help from Andrea.
I'm going to say that's false.
Okay, I'll go with false.
Locking in false?
False sounds like a good choice.
Wow.
Never eaten a blue food.
No, why have you never eaten a blue food?
I have a thing about that color.
Wait, how about, I got one. I know something you've eaten.
What's that?
Blue Gatorade.
I have not consumed blue Gatorade.
How about
blue bubblegum, don't eat that.
So you hate the color blue?
I like blue, but I cannot consume a blue food.
Why is that?
Steve, I don't know. These are just facts about
you
me.
You know, you can technically say you drink water, which is blue.
In insufficient quantities.
In insufficient quantities? Yeah.
Monica, that's such a ridiculous habit from John. You win as well.
Why aren't you doing the first one on the sheet, Steve?
Trying to help you, Monica.
That's pretty awesome.
Well, we're going to go to this right now.
Okay.
We're going to play this now with the staff. John Williams once jumped 20 feet 2 inches in track.
You might want to get out a tape measure before you appreciate
the
awesomeness.
No, the high jump.
Yes. I saw
yes, Mary, the long jump.
I'm going true.
True?
Yep.
It is true. Yes.
Yay.
That's pretty
20
good,
feet
John.
2 inches. Is that still a school record?
I'm not sure.
You also threw in a fact on Cheryl Scott for me. What is this?
Well, in the Sun-Times this week, they had a story, little one of those little blurby things about Cheryl Scott at AB7, and they said she ran track for Brown. And I'm like, well, I jumped for Joliet Junior College. Could I get a little press here?
20 feet 2 inches.
Then here's the opportunity to kind of brag about that. Thank you, Steve.
John once turned down a job to be a WGN radio producer the summer between his junior and senior years in college because he wanted to finish school.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
And how much regret did you have?
I wanted to be on the air. I knew I didn't want to be off the air.
Do you eat hard-boiled eggs?
Why, I know what you're about to say, and I do not eat hard-boiled eggs.
I'm trying to still on the blue thing.
Because they're blue.
Yeah.
Dave, do you have any food things like that?
I get lots of food things like that, but not colors, no. I don't think.
I got it.
What's that?
M&M's.
You know what? There, you just bust my... There you go.
Good job.
You've had a blue?
Well, I M&M. Have. So there you go. And Andrea busted me.
Yes.
Were you not two-time president of the Manuka Community High School French Club?
Two-time president.
Answer in French.
Oui, deux temps.
Hey, by the way, here are the facts you would have been stumped by. John once considered leaving radio to be a television game show host. You could buy that, right?
Yeah,
you
would have
bought
that.
Yeah. John won $100,000 in the lottery and never told his wife. True or false?
We can't answer that
one. Is
it
true?
We're not talking about
that
one.
I like Brenda.
John once considered, while he was doing the afternoon show, to bring in a partner pairing with Kathy O'Malley. She ruined it because she wanted it to be called Kathy and John.
Yeah, it was. I wanted to be called John and Kathy. It got very ugly for
yeah.
a while.
Is it true?
No, of course it's not true.
Oh, okay.
And every year on Christmas or New Year's, I forget which, you'd wrap Christmas lights around you and run in your underpants.
That we know is
we
true,
know
unfortunately.
That's true. Yeah.
Until your children came of a certain age where they said, please stop.
By the way, I did the one time where I said... I was in the habit of saying, okay, if that happens, I'll take my clothes off and run around the building. Do you remember what was the bet that we did?
And I remember
bet.
It.
What was it? It was a
Was
Cubs
it Bulls?
Thing,
it Bulls or Cubs?
It was some sports thing.
Well,
and I lost
they,
the bet.
But I remember him doing it.
So then I took off all my clothes except my underwear and my high-top canvas Converse, and I had to run around the Tribune Tower. Mm-hmm. As we made the turn here in front of the Showcase studio, God is my witness, a kindergarten field trip is getting off the bus coming to the Tribune Tower, and I'm running at them with my underwear on.
Oh, that's fantastic. John Williams, 1-3 today and 10 to noon on Saturday.
Thank you, Mr. Cochran.
Nice to see you, buddy.
Bye, kids.